The early numbers are not good. Going into the season, the forecast was for a region-wide harvest of 18 million chums, with most of those produced in hatcheries around Southeast. Through the first week in July, the total catch was just 79,000, down 95% from the same time last year.
The forecasts, at least viewed from this point in time, look highly inflated to what we're seeing on the ground.
That's Steve Reifenstuhl, General Manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSERA, headquartered in Sitka.
And that's true from Ketchikan to Juneau to Sitka. So far, the season is disappointing. Chum do not seem to be coming in the strength we expected. The only maybe modest exception to that is Southeast Cove near Cake, where we're five times ahead of our harvest that we saw last year in 2018.
Even that site is tracking to end up around only half of its 1.7 million fish forecast, and it may remain only open to cost recovery fishing and not to the bulk of the fleet. Reifenstuhl calls chum returns to Deep Inlet near Sitka very disappointing, and NSERA's Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island has had four purse seine openings with very few fish harvested. That site isn't expected to reopen to the purse seine fleet until enough fish are recovered for broodstock or the next generation. There's been no reported harvest at NSERA's new release site in Thomas Bay near Petersburg, although that was only forecast to be a small return of around 10,000 fish. Reifenstuhl says it's too soon to write off the season, pointing to indications of chum offshore and some better numbers showing up in test fisheries intercepted on their way into the inside waters. Further to the south, the story is about the same. David Landis is General Manager of the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA, headquartered in Ketchikan.
We are still at this point hopeful that the fish are late rather than missing. And we are seeing an uptick, in the fisheries that that we watch before the returns arrive at the terminal areas.
Landis is hopeful some of those incoming fish being caught near the southern end of Prince of Wales Island are returning to SARA's release sites at Burnett Inlet or Neats Bay. Chum return in multiple year classes of different aged fish. Last year's Southeast hatchery saw a bumper crop of the youngest returning spawners. Landis explains so far those big numbers haven't carried over to 2019.
We had an odd year last year with our three-year-old chum salmon, where there were a lot more than we expected and a higher percentage of male chums on the three-year-old. So that would indicate to us that the four-year-old fish this year would be similarly well represented as far as numbers go. And so far we're not seeing that in the amount that we would have expected.
Further north around Juneau and Lynn Canal, Douglas Island Pink and Chum reports gillnet catch numbers well below forecast. The seine fleet hasn't had an opening for Amalga Harbor chums by mid-July and may not until the organization sees better returns. Eric Prestigard is executive director of the hatchery based in Juneau.
Again, something's going to have to dramatically change for me to do that. And hopefully now, as we're starting to see a weather change, with the clouding over, hopefully cooler temperatures and hopefully some rain, maybe things will change.
Prestigard thinks the hot, dry weather during what should be the peak of the summer run is playing a part in the weak returns. He says DIPAC's actual returns are 20% of what he'd like to see at this time of the summer, and he doesn't expect to hit the preseason forecast.
We know we forecasted a total return of 4.4 million. At this point, I'd have to say I'd be pretty darn happy with 2 million.
DIPAC will continue with cost recovery fishing to help pay for operations. Prestigard thinks his organization will be able to meet goals for broodstock. And like the others, he's hopeful the middle of July brings stronger numbers a week or two past the normal peak. The low numbers could carry over to later in the season as well. Some of the region's hatcheries have different runs of dog salmon, with summer runs in June and July, and fall fish returning later. Last year, a big return of Ensura's fish at Crawfish Inlet south of Sitka made the season in September for some fishermen. But Ensura's Reifenstuhl isn't hopeful for a repeat of that based on what he's seen so far.
Given what we're seeing so far with the summer run, I guess I would expect similar things with the fall run, that we're just not going to see as many four-year-olds as forecast.
Meanwhile, the news isn't much better on pink salmon yet, although it's still early. Fish and Game also forecast an 18 million fish harvest for that species as well. But the catch total by the first week in July had only topped 38,000 fish, down 94% from the catch last year at this time, and some test fishing is showing weaker than normal pink salmon returns. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.